Today on Gardening in a Minute, compost maintenance. Compost is an easy way to reduce your kitchen and yard waste and to create organic material for your landscape, but compost bins do require some maintenance. Balanced compost has equal layers of brown materials, such as dead leaves, and green materials, like food scraps or grass clippings. To make compost fast, turn your pile frequently to add oxygen and keep it moist. Compost should smell earthy, like a forest floor. Bad odors usually mean the compost pile is too wet or needs turning. Make sure kitchen scraps are mixed into the center of the pile and covered with brown materials. Keep meat, fish, and dairy products out of the pile. Flies and animals should not be attracted to your compost bin if it's properly maintained. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, edible flowers. Flowers have been used in cooking throughout the world for thousands of years, and you can easily grow many different kinds of edible flowers in your own garden. The uses of edible flowers are numerous. They can add flavoring, color, and fragrance to your cooking. Edible flowers can decorate a cake, spruce up a salad, be made into jellies, or bottled with oils and vinegars. Some of the common flowers you can grow for your edible flower garden include marigolds, violets, roses, nasturtiums, pansies, and the blooms of herbs like chives. Eat only the flowers you grow yourself and never use pesticides on flowers you plan to eat. Pick your flowers in the early morning and enjoy the compliments you'll get for your beautiful cuisine. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Japanese Magnolia. The Japanese magnolia is a gorgeous tree noticed in central and north Florida when it blooms in spring. The large tulip-shaped, usually pink flowers are a sight not easily forgotten. The Japanese magnolia can grow to 30 feet tall. It's low maintenance since few pests bother the tree and little or no pruning is required. It will need to be watered during dry periods as it's not especially drought tolerant. Plant your Japanese magnolia in a fertile, well-drained soil. It can thrive in sunny or partial shade locations. Your Japanese magnolia needs plenty of room to grow fully to its eventual breadth of about 25 feet. Incorporate one of these lovely trees into your landscape for an amazing spring show. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Air Potato Roundup. Air potato is an invasive plant that can take over large areas very quickly by climbing trees and choking vegetation. To prevent the plant from spreading, in January and February, pick up all the bulbils that have fallen to the ground. Dispose of the potato-like objects in your regular trash, not with your yard waste. Air potato is cold-sensitive and will appear to die back in the winter, but any potatoes that remain in the ground can sprout new vines in the spring and summer. You'll need to treat these vines by applying herbicide one or more times. Herbicides must be applied according to instructions on the label. If you haven't had previous training in the application of pesticides, you may want to hire a professional. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Australian tree ferns. Ferns are popular in landscapes because of their graceful foliage and adaptation to shady areas. One great addition to the Florida landscape is the Australian tree fern. This fern is a tropical giant whose trunk can reach a height of 15 or even 30 feet. The long, large leaves form a handsome canopy and give a tropical feel to the landscape. The Australian tree fern is commonly used as a specimen plant. The fern should be planted in the shade in fertile, well-drained soil. Like all ferns, the Australian tree fern likes to be kept moist. The fern will thrive in South Florida, but in North and Central Florida, it'll need to be protected from the cold or grown indoors. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.